You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
To begin, what is palm kernel and why does it drive deforestation and endanger rare wildlife?
Yeah, so palm kernel is a product of the palm industry. That's the same industry as palm oil. And essentially, it is a dry dust that's used as a supplementary feed for dairy cows in the summer months when there isn't enough grass to feed them. And as I said, it's a product of the palm industry, an industry that is one of the main drivers of deforestation in Southeast Asia. Essentially, they're cutting down massive swathes of rainforest to replace them with trees so they can make oil and also this product, palm kernel.
And how has the Fonterra company used misleading packaging?
Greenpeace in September launched legal action against Fonterra brand for misleading claims on their Anchor branded butter. So the packaging says that the product is made from 100% New Zealand grass-fed dairy, when actually Fonterra's own grass-fed standard allows for 20% of what a Fonterra dairy cow eats to be palm kernel. So yeah, it is actually linking that product to the ongoing issues in Southeast Asia from the palm industry.
Could you please explain Fonterra's claims of regenerative agriculture and use of greenwashing?
So as with the Anchor butter packaging, Fonterra have a section on their website where they claim that they are working towards regenerative farming and in many cases are already using regenerative farming. These are two examples. They have so many examples of greenwashing, actually. So they basically are saying because New Zealand cows live outside and eat 80% grass, that is already a form of regenerative farming. The issue is that there is no internationally defined term for what regenerative farming is. So we're seeing more and more companies like Fonterra who use these incredibly destructive intensive dairying practices claiming to be regenerative, and because there's no agreed upon definition, they can't really be, well, they can be called out on it, we're doing it, but they can just make those claims and they aren't really held accountable.
What are some implications for companies looking to buy Fonterra's brands, and are there implications to be considered for consumers?
Yeah, so it's really important that anyone looking to buy Fonterra's consumer brand, in particular Anchor, that has this pending lawsuit around those greenwash claims, one, is aware of that lawsuit, and two, either commits to changing that packaging and being transparent with consumers, or what we're calling for, what Greenpeace is asking those buyers to do, is to commit to going palm kernel free.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say about this issue?
So actually, I'm myself and the team are down in New Plymouth. We're here because Fonterra is holding its annual general meeting down here in New Plymouth, where shareholders from across the country, those are farmer shareholders in Fonterra, are coming together where they'll be hearing more about that brand sale. We are down here calling on those shareholders essentially to stop using palm kernel on their farm.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.